Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail. I am Ian Jia, J-I-A, Hung, H-O-N-G. Jia Hung is a 70-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on A-27-22. He was making a delivery and was bitten by a dog on the right side of his chest and upper arm. Period. He was seen at Princeton emergency room afterwards. Period. He had further evaluation, but no surgical intervention. Period. He has completed his course of active care. Period. The paragraph. As per the record supplied, he filed a claim petition alleging he had a dog bite while delivering food, causing injuries to the upper right side arm, comma, right chest, comma, and now was afraid of dogs, and his bite area was sensitive to touch. Per treatment records show he was seen at Penn Medicine Emergency Room on A-27-22. Period. He stated the customer had two large dogs, one of which was a German Shepherd, that jumped on him and bit both the chest wall and right proximal arm. Period. He was told the dog is up to date on the vaccinations, and the patient's last tetanus was 10 years ago. Period. He did have a past medical history remarkable for hepatitis B. Period. He was examined and found to have superficial puncture wounds with focal swelling and ecchymosis to the right chest wall. But this was focally tender, but there was no active bleeding. Period. The right proximal arm had multiple puncture wounds and ecchymosis and swelling focally. It was focally tender, but neurovascularly intact distally. Period. He had full range of motion of the right arm with pain. Period. He had x-rays of the chest that showed no acute cardiopulmonary disease. Period. X-rays of the right humerus showed no acute abnormalities. Period. He was started on antibiotics and pain medication. Period. There are very faint Xeroxed copies from the emergency room, presumably of the petitioner's bite wounds. Period. However, they are so faint, they are undiscernible and not of any use. Period. Physical exam. General appearance. He showed pictures of the deep bloody bites on his phone involving the arm with Cicatrix. Period. He had blotchy discoloration about the upper chest. Period. This pales and blanches. Period. It was not confined to the bite area. Period. On the posterior aspect, scratch of the lateral aspect of the right upper arm, there's a 3-inch linear scar with thick cicatrix. Period. The scars measured 3 inches, 3/8 of an inch in diameter, and was raised, dry, whitish, and had a rough texture. Period. This was 3 inches superior to the lateral epicondyle. Period. So the length of the scar was only 3/8 of an inch, not 3 inches. Period. Chest is normal. There were no true scars discernible. Period. He had full range of motion of the upper extremities without any weakness, atrophy, or sensory deficits. Period. Paragraph. I'm sorry. Impressions on A-27-22. Jia Hung was bitten by a dog while delivering food. Period. The dog bit him on the right upper arm and on his anterior chest wall. Period. He was seen at the emergency room of Penn Medicine, where x-rays were negative. But he was found to have puncture wounds, for which he was begun on antibiotics and pain medication. appeared, it does not appear that he had further follow-up after that single visit, period. The paragraph Cunningham found minimal, if any, substantive scarring of the involved areas, but there was also no orthopedic problems with the arm. It appeared there was no tenderness about the chest, but there was some scarring there, period. Scratch that. There was no true scarring about the chest, period. And underline this, I need to discern whether he had thick cicatrix scarring presently, or if that was in the pictures he showed me. Period, in the paragraph, there is 0% permanent partial disability referable to the right arm or chest. Period. End.